Today is the 11th of April 2026. It's on a Saturday. So I happen to be got 2 hours to spare after my morning appointment. So right here, I'm at Tiong Bahru to do some filming. I mean, I have quite a love for this area. You know, the old school, the kind of bohemian kind of design, especially the buildings, the architecture layout, you know, the history about this place. I mean, this place is a, you ask me, it's a very Singapore thing. Oh, let me flip my camera around. Okay, so you can see, this is Tiong Bahru. Oh, all these are previously STI flats. But I think since the don't know which year, this HDB has already taken over, and they are sold on a 99 years lease to Singaporean. So this is the current estate. This is we are now at this place called Mong Guan Terrace. Okay, so you can see there's even a playground right behind, and right behind those condominiums called the Highline Residence. I still recall when they are launched about a decade ago, price-wise about 1,008 to 2,000 per square feet. Today, they are around 2,300 to 2,400 per square feet. Okay, so these are the HDB flats at this Mong Guan Terrace. It's very near to Tiong Bahru Market. So based on the last transactions, some of the 3-room flats are already fetching close to 800,000. Or mind you, most of them are walk-up, you can see. Or 4-story walk-up. So if you want to stay in such houses, you must have strong legs. Or mainly young people, or those people who have strong disposable income. I mean, those that maybe can afford condo, or maybe their price out of the condominium market, but they have a range of around 700 to 800,000. You know, double income, no kids, or maybe with one child, and they don't mind to stay in such central location because it's near to their office. So I would say that this is one of the options for such homeowners to acquire some of the flats here. Okay, and by the way, they are around 88 square meter, or most of these 3-room flats around here. Oh, okay, so I'm walking towards Tiong Bahru Market. Okay, can see it's pretty quiet, you know, very central location. There's a lot of green space. I mean, these are the kind of flats I call it, the kind of houses should have a lot of open area, and block to block should be quite far away. So you can see a lot of circular staircase, you know. Then you have this very nostalgic letterbox. Okay, so you can see there's already some upgrading works, you know, upgrading program, you know. Okay, so over here you can see this is Tiong Bahru Market. I just had my lunch here. By the way, I always come here to have lunch because the car park is convenient. Okay, let me bring you to the market itself. It's going to be very crowded. Okay, so the wet market, usually they open in the morning. Obviously now it's already 1 o'clock. Okay, what you see, even got fish here, live fish. Some of the store owner are still selling. So let me bring you up to the market. Okay, today I'll be like a tourist, showcase to you from Singapore, from my lenses. If you are overseas or overseas Singaporean, I mean, these are real life footage. I try not to take people. You know, like, people quite sensitive, like, especially when you take people photograph, they are not happy one. So this is the market, Tiong Bahru Market. I just had one of my favorite fish soup. This store very nice, $6.50. 鱼片汤, 双鱼. So let me share with you. Got this. Taking this camera, I think it will be easier because it's not so big. And If you use a normal camera, I think a lot of people will be watching me or filming them. But if this is a camera, I would say that it's easier to film. Thanks to DJI. By the way, I love China product. If you give me an option of choosing a US product or the China product, for example, a Tesla versus BYD, obviously, I will choose BYD. 不用讲的. And there's a, from far, you can see this Tau Kwa Pok. This shop, also my favorite. Okay, so much about the market. Let me bring you down to see property. Okay. Hopefully you can hear me. Okay. Let me bring you to the other side of Tiong Bahru Market. Oh. Wow, there's a boy playing violin here. Not bad. Yongqi Kejia. Come. Let me bring you to see some properties. Seng Poh Road or Eng Hoon Street. This is the street last time you can park cars, but I think after one very famous incident regarding some car owners, you know, they have some dispute. Now you see, cannot park car already lo. You see lah, you're happy already lo. Last time can park car, now cannot park car, you see. Now you have to park multi-story car park. Okay, I'm now outside Tiong Bahru Market. Let me bring you inside. Okay. So there's also a, I think, toast box at the corner. So Prefecto. Okay, so there's some restaurant here. All these are HDB premises. I'm not very sure whether they are leased directly from HDB or they are being sold privately. Seriously, I do not know. For those that are familiar with HDB shops in the Tiong Bahru area, maybe you can enlighten me. Okay. Wow, this is another very nice cafe. Okay, so this is the pedestrian street in Tiong Bahru. I think years back they have covered up after some public feedbacks. And now it's very hot. Let me turn my camera around. Okay, here you see me. Now at Tiong Bahru Market, wow, very, very hot. I think today easily 32 to 33 degrees. So don't play, very hot. I forgot to wear my hat. But luckily I got these sunglasses. So all these are the STI flats, you can see right behind me. Interestingly, when I look online, I can't really see any of the transactions. Not many transactions. I mean, the list of these flats behind me are slightly shorter. Let me turn my camera around. Okay. So you can see. There are some. Then there is this Tiong Bahru Bakery. Frankly speaking, 我还没有试过了. But I noticed that they are at some of the shopping mall. So let me take a quick look inside. Like that. I don't know. Okay. So there's a lot of this place is what is this? Let me see the menu. What are they selling? Okay. I don't know. Or brunch. Okay. They call it a hipster place. Frankly speaking, I do not know much. But you can see there are still some of the very original owner staying on the upper floor. So there's always this big question about at the end of the lease, because they only left with a remaining lease of 40 plus years for the other side. This side, I think, is slightly shorter. So the $1 million question. What will HDB do when your lease run out? I mean, obviously, HDB will tell you that you are the lessee. Your lease is up, you need to relocate. So for those owners that have the courage to buy such flats, I really have to salute you. Because you must live with the uncertainty. Okay? So we are at the other side. So there's this Tiong Bahru Yong Tau Hu. Frankly speaking, I haven't tried before. There's this temple here at the junction. I used to come here to pray. Very interesting place at the corner at the junction of Tiong Bahru Road and Eng Hoon Street. Okay, let me walk you to the other side of Tiong Bahru. Okay, so we can see people praying. I think there's it only opened during the working hour. So here, we are now at the other side of Tiong Bahru. Okay, so this side are the shop houses. This Eng Hoon Mansion, this is a private condo lah, or private apartment, sorry. Okay, so all these are freehold, conserved shop house, privately owned. I just checked one of the last few transactions, you can see. Wow, what is this? This is a showroom, or they sell pillow. Okay, you can see the shop house here. Okay. Sorry, where am I? Okay, I just checked some of the past transaction in this area. I just checked there's a shop house that was recently sold for about 4.8 million or plus minus. The land size is about 890 plus square feet, less than 900 square feet. So we are towards the end. Okay, there are some law firms here, if I can recall, some office, boutique office, because I still remember I come here to meet some law firm. So you can see, these are the HDB shop house. These are the private shop house, not HDB. So you can build up to 3-story. Some can even go slightly higher. Okay, you have to see the zoning. Okay, let me walk back to Tiong Bahru Market itself. This is my first time filming property using a DJI gimbal. I also do not know the actual outcome or whether will it be popular, well sourced after by viewers like yourself. But there's always a saying, you zuo you see wang. Because at the end of the day, if you never try, you never know. You can see there's one very nice restaurant or cafe behind me. I would love to go inside, to be very frank. Today, 很热, 真的非常热, 受不了. Later, I still got appointment. Can you imagine that? Okay, let me flip the camera back. Okay, Tiong Bahru Heritage Trail. Can see or not? 今天我就是你们的导游. This temple called Monkey God Temple. 什么天大? This one need to ask my wife lah. So there's a zicha store here. You have to come in the evening lah. Not cheap lah, not cheap. Because no choice, bo pian lah. Tiong Bahru, near city, premium prices. Wow, weekday dinner, one for one. Wow, 小弟弟在外面. What is this? Wow, very nice. Wow, what is this? I don't know. Also, there's a lot of very nice cafe. I know some of you may say, Malaysia cheaper. I also know lah, JB cheaper. You know, but this is Singapore lah, no choice lah. We also have to support the local business owner. So you can see. This is on top. You can see all walk up. So you must really have good legs. You must really be, I would say, must be physically fit. Okay, Singpo Lane. So these are STI flats. They are not privately owned, but owned by HDB. Okay. But I recall certain parts of this area, if I'm not wrong, private individual can buy them. So for those that have more information, you can share them with me. Okay, so how do you identify whether they are HDB flats or not? Very simple. Just look at the block number. So you can see a lot of this block number. You can tell that they are HDB owned property. So coming back to it, some of these places, if I'm not wrong, I checked under the UI master plan, most of them are not being conserved. They are not conserved at all. So why is that so? Well, it's very simple. I would say that HDB as the landowner will not do anything to it right now. Okay, sidetrack, this is what? This is the architecture of Tiong Bahru. Very interesting. Okay, very interesting. So for those who are interested to find out more, can go to this road, Tiong Poh Road. Okay, so coming back to it, the authority will not have any major announcement for this area in terms of conservation. I would think that the government of the day will do so maybe in another you know, when the lease is almost up or after the lease is up. After all these are state property. If the authority have plans to do any conservation here, I can share with you, Singaporean typically will firstly come in and buy, and these pushes up the price. So then prices will go up again, then people cannot afford, you know, then all the owners here, all the existing tenant here, will all what, big what. So then Singapore not happy again, correct not? So my personal take here is the authority will not do anything until the lease is up. Then they will do something to this area. So you can see what people filming, I also film, they also film. So you are near to the Tiong Bahru CC. That is very nice, you know. Here, you know. Let me take a look. Let me take some photos. There are some very beautiful this one is a mural, right? So very nice. Okay. Let me walk towards the Tiong Bahru CC. This is the only place if you want to find toilet. 这边有厕所。 比较干净的厕所就是在这里 okay? Wow, there's an event here. Okay, let me take out my glasses. Can see or not? Okay. Right now, I'm walking towards the CC. Wow, there's some very nice music. Okay, I think the residents here. Okay. Wow, 很好听. 看到吗? 听到吗? Wow, 弟弟在玩耶, 对不对? Wow. 错了，你看，看嘛，弟弟在玩。话说回来了，这边蛮多老人的。其实这个是一个老人区来的，幸亏政府建了很多新的公寓，建了很多新的公寓，所以这几年还蛮多年轻人会住在这里。没有办法啦，如果你只有旧屋子的话，全部都是老人，老人区，年轻人就不会住了，对不对？ 人也会老的，对，我了解一句话，但是话又说回来，如果有老的屋子跟旧的屋子跟新的屋子，我觉得这个融合非常的重要，因为这个是一个新加坡的一个独特性。然后在这里，我带你们走去后巷吧，我现在在Tiong Bahru的后巷，这个我们叫 Back Alley， 你看到吗？非常的干净，在别的国家你都不敢走吧。 尤其是在邻国，你走去那边了，我跟你讲，一定被打抢的。我不要讲哪一个国家了，那个国家我每次去的。但是新加坡的后巷，你看，非常的干净，有时候还有闭路电视 CCTV， 所以人家讲，阿妹啦，阿妹麦来知道了。但是话说回来，新加坡还蛮安全的。OK， 我差不多要到我的目的地了，就是我的去哪去取我的车了。 我要跑 appointment 了，希望你们喜欢这样的视频。OK， 这个后面就是那个 Highline Residence，OK， 然后这个是后巷，你们知道吗？Tiong Bahru 这边还有一个防空壕，上次我有去过一次，它没有开放给公众的，要预约的，要跟着那些 organize tour， 所以我觉得这个地方是值得保留。 我倒觉得政府也会保留这个地方，但是不是现在，等到这些屋龄差不多到期了，归还给政府，我倒觉得啦，一定会的啦。话说回来，我又不是政府，但是我觉得政府会保留这个非常重要性、非常有文化历史的新加坡的一个小小个的一个角落，就是在这里，来。 带你们去看一下，这边就是那个防空壕，说在这里，很多人不知道，它其实这个是一楼的 bomb shelter 来的，air raid shelter， 以前那个世界大战的时候，it's okay brother， it's okay no problem， I just take video only，就是在这里，不可以进去里面了，我进去过一次，非常的暗，有点不通风。 但是以前打仗就是这样咯呢。Tiong Bahru Air Shelter， 如果你要去的话，你联系这个 National Heritage Board， OK， 大概就是这样。好了，就是这样。 我希望你们好了，就是这样。我希望你们喜欢我这样的视频，如果你们想继续看这样的视频，记得留言，记得联系，留一个留言啊，记得 comment, leave a comment, 我就会做多一点这样的视频给大家看。坦白讲，其实我每个早上，一个礼拜将近会有一个早上啊，会去这样走走，看看，拍一些视频，哦啊 ，for 我的那个 YouTube 平台。但是这个是我首次这样拿这个 DJI 的一个相机来这样拍。好了，就是这样，好啊，谢谢你们关注我的视频，谢谢，拜拜。